tell me about the importance of the rural vote as we move forward here.
You know, it's very important, and you mentioned the key states. I'll narrow it down to one: Pennsylvania. Whoever wins Pennsylvania is going to win the White House. Now, Trump's counting heavily on those rural Pennsylvania voters to win that state, Don. Because reason, rural voters are the second largest voting bloc in the state after suburban voters. Now, Kamala Harris is trying to make inroads into that more west of the state, but part of her strategy is to lose those red counties by less than Biden did. So I would watch Pennsylvania if I were you.
What's your sense with what's going to happen as far as the House and Senate with as close of margins they have?
The Senate, from my sources, Cook Political Report and others, are saying they think that the Republicans will gain control of the Senate between it's 51-49 on Republicans. You have only 49. They see the Republicans at 51 to as high as 54, depending on the states. But it looks like they will have the 51 with West Virginia, and it looks like Montana changing from a Democrat tester to the Republican Sheehy.
Certainly a full plate once we get into a lame duck session between farm bill appropriations. Now with, I'm guessing, hurricane disaster relief, how do you see all that shaping up?
I don't think it's a question of if, it's when would they come back, November the 12th, after the November 5th elections. We may not know results of the elections for a few days, by the way, because so many tight races in the White House race, House and Senate. But once they can focus, I think the odds are very high. We're going to get an ag disaster, a hurricane disaster bill, and maybe even a farm financial transition payment going into a new farm bill. I do think the odds are rising, this may surprise you, that we could still even see a new farm bill yet this calendar year, because both either Trump or Harris want to have as much done in the lame duck as they possibly can to hit the ground running in their new administration next year. Now, that's a lot of ifs there. But again, you're going to get financial assistance for the ag sector because it's hurting right now.
The hurricanes, does that influence that to any degree, or does that help it?
Well, I think it actually helps it. And during the lame duck session, I think you would have had a farm bill already had it not been for elections. And when they come back, you have a different atmosphere in this town. They will probably allow more funding than they otherwise would. Plus, they want to get out of town for Christmas. So, and I think both political parties, you know, we've seen in the farm bill where Senate Ag Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow, who's not running for reelection, she's been pretty close to her vest as far as her bill, which she still hasn't released the text of. So I would say if she ever officially releases the text of her farm bill when they come back, then you up the odds that we're going to see a farm bill. And I think she's going to be more amenable to more spending. Because I think the Democrats and Republicans, if they want a farm bill, are going to have to give both. The Republicans are going to have to give relative to the food stamps issues, not change much at all, and conservation spending to protect Stabenow's positions. And on the Republican side, they need a pretty significant increase in reference prices. And I think you'll finally see compromises once we get through the elections.
Very likely Minnesota Senator Klobuchar would be either chair or ranking member on the committee. How does that shake things out, or does that have any, how do you see her role in all of this?
Well, I think there are impacts. I've covered her for years. She is pretty bipartisan. Yeah, she's got some of the partisan angles, but agriculture could do a lot worse. She knows the ag sector. She knows production agriculture. So I think she'll also want a bill done before she takes the reins, because she probably wouldn't want to go through that whole process again. So, yeah, either as ranking or as chairwoman, I think the ag sector would bode well with her in that position.
Good deal. Anything I missed, Jim, that we should be focused on?
Well, I would say, I know Farm Journal surveys clearly show the rural vote very top-heavy toward Trump. That won't shock people. On average, historically, the rural vote, not just farmers, but the rural vote, goes about 60% or a little bit more for a Republican for presidency. Not just because of farm policy, it's more the social policies. Now, a number of questions I get in is, well, aren't farmers upset about Trump's proposal for tariffs? Yes, they are. They are concerned, but they remember back when he had the trade war with China, they got $28 billion in income transfer payments. Now, whether or not that would happen again, I'm not quite sure. One high anxiety on the part of producers wherever I go in this great country is, what if Trump's president? Will he pull in those biofuel programs, those tax incentives, 45Z, et cetera? I answer that by saying I don't think it's going to be up to him. That's going to be up to Congress. And more farm state lawmakers, Senator Grassley and others, like that program. So I think that it will remain as a viable biofuels program.
I think a lot of concern.
And as far as the Democrats, I'm sorry, on Harris, what I hear from producers is they're really tired of the current USDA focusing on not production agriculture, but on diversity, equity, and inclusion. And they're more than upset about that. They think we should return to, you should aid the sector that's really producing the most crops and livestock.
You mentioned earlier on taxes and those kind of things. I'm curious with the 2017 tax cuts expiring in 25, do you see that will get the attention of Congress in this next session? Or
not next session. I think they'll lay the groundwork, but boy, that's going to be discussed and discussed all throughout 2025, because they end at the end of calendar year 2025. And farmers have a lot riding on that, the ag sector. The estate taxes, that the major difference between Trump and Harris on that. You would, if Harris is in, or the Democrats control both, because the Senate, remember, is the finance, in the Senate Finance Committee. If Harris is president, she will propose whatever the exemptions are now, they would probably be cut in half. And I'm pretty comfortable with that assessment. As far as another one for farmers is capital gains tax policy. That's big because they're, again, set to expire after 2025. Long-term gains are now taxed at 0, 15%, or 20% based on income thresholds. And Harris has proposed raising that top capital gains rate to 28% for incomes over $1 million. And she supports taxing unrealized gains at death. I want to emphasize that. Taxing unrealized gains at death. And that's why this is not, I don't think I will ever see Congress approve that. Trump wants to make the 2017 tax cuts permanent, and he wants to lower the top capital gains tax to 15% with potential indexing for inflation. So you can see major differences between the two candidates right there.